Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I hope you guys are well. Hope you guys are enjoying Ramadan. Fasting, first day of fasting, you're getting tired, you're getting thirsty. May Allah accept your fasting, may Allah accept my fasting, and may Allah accept all of our acts of worship and acts of obedience. Okay, so I thought I'd make a little podcast about the verses that we cover in Taraweeh. So I want to talk a little bit about the first Taraweeh that we had. In the first Taraweeh, we covered Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, Baqarah means cow. And the reason why this whole chapter, this is actually a very big chapter in the Quran. It's the biggest, in fact. It's almost three juz long, right? And, you know, that's a lot, basically. So Surah Al-Baqarah is called Baqarah because of an incident. And the incident is only about a page long in Surah Al-Baqarah that happened in the time of Bani Israel. And inshallah, I'll talk more about that maybe tomorrow. But today, I'm just going to be focusing on the first part of the Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah starts off with discussing about the different types of people there are with regards to belief in Allah. The believers, the ones who are bent on disbelief, and the hypocrites who camouflage themselves as Muslims, but in reality are disbelievers. And then Allah talks about why we should worship Allah, the bounties that He's given us. Allah talks about the story of Adam alayhi salam. It brings us back to the origins of where we came from. And then Allah talks about how Iblis, this eternal enmity that we have with Iblis, started. And then Allah discusses about the Bani Israel. So the Bani Israel were those people who came in the past, who were belonging to the tribes of Ya'qub alayhi salam. So the offspring of Ya'qub alayhi salam, all the way till Isa alayhi salam, are known as the Bani children of Israel. Bani Israel. So there's many lessons that we learn from them, and Allah points out many mistakes that they made, many, you know, acts of disobedience that they done, from which we can learn lessons. All right. So the main thing is we learn from our past. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally talks about Ibrahim alayhi salam, because Bani Israel, they attribute themselves to Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was in fact the grandfather of Yaqub alayhi salam. So Allah, He brings back the story to Ibrahim alayhi salam, who we trace our roots back to, and the Muslims, and also the Jews and the Christians. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he builds the Kaaba, he gets the help of his son Ismail alayhi salam, they make lots of du'as to Allah Ta'ala, and you know, the Qibla, which is the Muslim center, the Kaaba becomes our center. So inshallah, I'll discuss more tomorrow. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Let me know what you think. Let me know how I can improve it. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.